Okay, and we're coming back in to the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're wading through the environmental health matters, police state matters as usual, and early in the program we're talking to Chris Ann Hall about constitutional matters, etc., etc. But it's hard to cover that in 1 hour. We need a longer period, which you can only do an hour today. But continuing on this, again, warfare, I guess, is in fluoride and water, etc. But here's we're talking about the plastic being absorbed into the marine life. This is a shocking problem across the world. It's massive. But there's one good news story, but it's a bit late in the day. Biodegradable and edible seaweed may soon replace plastic packaging and food in an effort to reduce pollution. Well, I know about seaweed. Friends of mine in Ireland run a fantastic company down in Kerry on the west coast, and they're harvesting seaweed, and they make incredible products from seaweed. It's a miracle. It's like garlic. It has 100, probably thousands of uses. Seaweed is a stunning, stunning product, and some of the best ways of improving soil. And you can eat it directly. It is absolutely stunning. But just it's worth reading some of this article from Francis Bloomfield of Natural News, and they're saying here that durable, versatile, and affordable, the three qualities that make plastic so common is in nearly every item we use, and the three biggest reasons why reducing plastic waste can be difficult to do. They're saying here Indonesian startup EvoWare is working to change all that with bioplastics in Indonesia, of all places. A line of fully biodegradable plastics made from seaweed. Well, it's not actually plastic then. But, sorry, I should give out the phone number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you've had anything to add to what we're saying here today or any direct experience of these problems we're itemizing here. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, Indonesia is the world's second largest plastic waste contributor. Well, with the majority of that plastic waste ending up in the oceans and rivers. In response, EvoWare teamed up with local seaweed farmers to come up with bioplastics. The company chose seaweed because it dissolves in water and leaves behind zero waste, is 100% biodegradable, and can act as a natural fertilizer for plants and can be grown with minimum resources. Absolutely. EvoWare, this Indonesian company, has even come up with an edible-grade bioplastic that's replaced plastic packaging being used in food wrappers. Well, they developed a product down in Kerrialgi in West of Ireland, or South of Ireland, which in a medical dressing that's made of seaweed. You put it on your hand, you never take it off, heals the wound, and it absorbs into the skin quite safely. As well as coffee and seasoning sachets these companies make. In addition, being completely edible and safe to eat, edible-grade bioplastics have been touted as highly nutritious and rich in fiber, vitamins, and minerals. These bioplastics are tasteless, odorless, and can last for as long as 2 years if kept sealed. It's amazing they're using the word plastic in that. I don't get that. In their original packaging, they're also halal, which is highly important in a country that has the largest Muslim population in Asia. More than just creating a feasible solution to the country's plastic waste problem, EvoWare is also helping the seaweed farmers. They are collaborating with Indonesian seaweed farmers, tend to harvest more seaweed than they can sell, leading to a surplus of seaweed that just goes to waste. Well, the majority of seaweed in the world is never harvested. The long marketing chain, on the other hand, leaves the vast majority of them poor and unable to care for their families' needs. EvoWare is hoping to change that with and improve the farmers' and their families' well-being. Both types of bioplastic can be purchased from the company's website, etc., etc. But anyway, that's a good news story coming through the system. But very late in the day, 50 years late, amount of plastic that's dumped. There is a system here in Britain, you're not allowed, you have to pay for plastic bags at the till in England and Wales now, 5p or 10p, and they are biodegradable in most cases. But that's in the last 5 or 6 years. But getting back to Donald Trump's wall, and it's worth quoting what a real man of action is doing, which is Hungary's. We got his name right now. His name is slipping. Viktor Orban. That's the man. V.I. Viktor Orban. He featured in a BBC documentary recently that Kathy Adler made, After Brexit, the Fight for Europe. And they have literally gone totally against and ignored the European Union rules about open borders and put steel fences on their complete border. And they've knocked down illegal immigration by 99%. And it says, Hungary's wall versus the US wall. What's the difference? And Castle Fromovich is wading through this, which is a bit long-winded, but will persevere. Currently in the European Union, there is a huge war of words, including the action plan being implemented against what's called the Soros plan. Imagine quoting this criminal. Soros-like and George Soros, who helped round up fellow Jews in his native Hungary during the Hitler-Nazi purge. The prime mover and shaker against the Soros plan is none other than the current Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, who says the whole of the European Union is in trouble because its leaders and bureaucrats adopt decisions like this. Example, Hungary is being told that to take in 1 million refugees a year, whereas in reality Hungary actually built a wall to keep out immigrants. The wall has been 99% effective. That's something not in the Soros plan or acceptable by Eurocrats. And there's tremendous video pics here of them building this wall. It's fully built now. And it's patrolled and enforced. And let me see here. The source, Jack Montgomery. Hungary builds a wall, cuts illegal immigration, etc., etc. What's the difference between the two? Well, one is actually built and one is a plan, a figment of Donald Trump's imagination. Hungary actually built their wall. The USA has done nothing but squabble about building a wall, which probably could be as effective as Hungary's wall. However, that would not fit in with the NWO's problem reaction solution paradigm funded by NGOs like those that Soros controls. And Prime Minister Viktor Orban states the following: the people support the ideal of the European Union. And some of them do. At the same time, they can't stand the leadership of the EU because it insults the member states with things like this and it abuses its power. Everyone in Europe can see that. This is why the European leadership is not respected, according to Viktor Orban. What they are occupying themselves with is attacking from behind those who are protecting Europe. Our soldiers, again, Hungarian soldiers and police officers, stand fully armed on the border, trying to apprehend, screen and eject from Europe people seeking to enter the continent illegally and who may be well be potential terrorists posing a threat to public security, human life and property. While we are doing this job, they sit in their comfortable offices in Brussels, as we say in Budapest, not nitpick in their pomp, he says. Once again, the European Union has clearly failed. And he goes on to say, does anything sound familiar in the sphere of the New World Order geopolitics, including behind-the-scenes international political operatives, especially those who should be routed out and prosecuted? Indeed. Click the screen, yeah. For crimes against humanity, should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. Similarly to what's happening with the long-overdue media coverage of Harvey Weinstein's sexual abuses and scandals, finally are getting, as their day in spotlight of shame, the shunning shame and shunning after apparent years of cover-ups and payoffs. Yeah. However, Hungary presented a draft law on NGOs which aims to improve transparency among civil society groups, especially those receiving funds from outside Europe. Hungary, Viktor Orban have put an international, with I think Putin, writ out to arrest Soros. He better not set foot in either Russia or in Hungary or any of their allies. On the contrary, the Commission said the draft law pursues a legitimate aim of improving transparency of NGOs. What's more, it is likely for a state to monitor the main sponsors of NGOs and legitimate public disclosures that identify the main sponsors. Anyway, we know who that is, George Soros and his friends. again, undermining just about every decent principle there is out there. But we have a caller, I think, a very knowledgeable man. I hope he's been listening to the program today and listened to his critique of what we've been saying so far. We have Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Well, hi there, PJ.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. I listened to the broadcast so far, and I haven't heard Chris Ann Hall speak that many times, but I did a little bit of reading up on her, and I'm familiar with her constitutional message.
Yeah,
I read a fairly inspiring article in the Washington Post, which is easily found online, and anyone can read about her. Of course, in reading up on her and having listened to her for a couple of hours or so in the past, you know, I can't help but have questions. You know, like, for example, both her and her husband are fluent in Russian, the Russian language. She apparently was a linguist and instructor for the Army, and her husband was an instructor for the Navy.
Correct, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. I found that rather interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, yeah. All in all, I think it's grand that she's speaking out about the Constitution and especially the originalist form of that document. But I must say, you know, it would be nice if the message could be tempered with some facts as they exist on the ground.
Yeah, that's because, what you know, and I would agree, yeah.
When we speak of the Constitution, the first question we have to ask is, which version are we referring to? That's job one. You know,
explain that, yeah.
Well, I mean, the Constitution has changed. For all the vim and bluster about wanting to adhere to an originalist form of that Constitution, as you explained, you know, and as she too has explained, many people decided that it needed to be a living document, a living Constitution,
which
meant it was subject to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Add this into the thing you're speaking about now. I'll let you talk. 90% of people's collision with this is a court case where the judge is ignoring the Constitution and they're being sent down or being fined for something in total contradiction of constitutionality. Isn't that mainly where most people come up against it?
Well, the thing that has to be admitted is that the Constitution was always about the words of the document, but it also included the treaties. And also, the right of contract could not be impeded. Now, so we have to ask ourselves, well, how many treaties have been attached to this thing called the Constitution? And then we have to ask ourselves in modern times, how many memoranda of understanding or agreement, which, you know, in the last 20 or so years have stood in place of an amendment or a ratification of that Constitution. So, you know, for example, the Earth Summit in 1992 was agreed upon by a delegation from the United States representing the government. And they didn't submit it to the Senate for ratification or anything else. They adopted the language of sustainable development. And most Americans don't really know what that entails because they haven't read the document. It's called Our
Common
Future.
Does that make it totally illegal then because they didn't put it through the Senate?
Well, I think that there are legal scholars who would argue otherwise. A constitutionalist that was an originalist would say, of course, it wasn't ratified. But the fact of the matter is a lot of the language of the so-called Brundtland Report that was put out in 1987 actually emanated from the Environmental Protection Agency that was founded under President Nixon. In the, you know, with the, it had the, it had the handiwork of Russell Train and William Ruckelshaus all over it.
And that, they, in turn, came from the United Nations, effectively, the early stages of Agenda 21.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have to look at all of these things, you know, in context, of course. You know, we can, you know, it's kind of like having a magnifying glass. We can hold it out, we get a macro view, we can hold it close, and we get a micro view. You know, put it under a telescope, put it under a microscope. But this is all about context. And unfortunately, and I, for one, don't ever think that I'm not deluded any longer into believing that the United States, for or of America, was ever a sovereign, independent nation. Because I read the Treaty of Paris. You know, I read the Treaty of Ghent in following the War of 1812. I
what
saw
you're saying
what
is
happened.
Because of those treaties, America never fully broke away from the old imperial powers. Is that what you're saying?
We've never escaped from the heavy hand, call it the hidden hand, of the European bankers and the aims of the aristocratic class over in Europe. I mean, I look at it like this. You have to go back in time to The New Atlantis by Francis Bacon. You know, you have to know some history of what happened in Europe, you know, in the 17th and 18th centuries before you can understand really what happened in this country. But Americans, by and large, have never, you know, the commoners born Americans, you know, our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents in this country, we've never had a lodial title to property. That was spelled out in the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Revolutionary War. And, you know, the American people have never been provided an accurate history of the country and our place within the other nations of the world.
Okay.
I mean, the country was bankrupt. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a thing in Britain here where you can get, very rarely, a freehold property, which is no ground rent. You own it outright. Is there a freehold title in America?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
There is,
although,
there is no
contradicting that in other things, in the UK here, the DVLA, who control the registration of cars, there's no, this is absolutely true, and I pull people up short when I tell them this, you don't actually have full title to ownership of your vehicle here, as you do the same in the United States. And people don't know that. They think they have the logbook of the car. You are the keeper of the car. That's what you're designated as. And financially,
well, that's the same here. That's the same here. I mean, we don't get the manufacturer's statement of origin. That's deeded over to the county. What we get is a certificate of title. I mean, when we pay off our mortgage homes, you know, we're listed as a tenant. I mean, socialists don't believe in private property. Neither do communists.
Oh. Well, the strain of them around now, the Green Party in Germany, where Merkel may end up in government with these schmucks again, and I sent a snarky email to certain people in RBN. I was really correcting G. Everett Griffin, putting out all the stuff he puts out, and he's overlapping on everybody else, putting out the same stuff. We're saying that the newly elected Merkel government, she has not been re-elected. She's in legal transition, but she has not been re-elected. She's 33% of the vote, and she has to go through a long process between now and Christmas of forming government, and she may not be able to do it. But anyway, we'll go through this break, and we'll be back with Lark in a few minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Coming back in from the 20 past break, and we're talking to Lark in Texas. But sorry, carry on. We're only on for an hour today. She only gives half an hour interviews. But this thing of just take up the point where Chris Anoa was saying that you can homeschool your own child. Yes, if you're rightly set up, she would not agree with that. That is a big undertaking. And she wasn't having any of that at all. So we'll have to have part two of this. Not talking behind her back if she's listening. Chris, that is a hell of an undertaking to take that on, and that money is a part of it. You agree?
Well, I mean, quite honestly, I applaud her. I mean, she's got a pre-teenage son, and she's still a relatively young.
We're talking about the general, we're talking about the broad stream of the American people. Cannot touch that as they'd like to do it. Well, there wouldn't be someone who badly educated anyway. Wouldn't be able to do it. Let's talk the broad stream of society out there. That's a hell of an undertaking. And you'd be hassled like hell as well from schools and from colleges and by the local authority and the government. I have countless stories. I have 70,000 documents here covering about 23 subjects. And I print down anything of value and skill, re-reported stuff. I don't print down rubbish. And that is a major part of the carry-on in education. That and the appalling thing of, what do you call it, Common Core. But I don't know, we're loggerheads on that one, but we'll have to give it more time. Maybe you, I, and Chris Ann Hall sometimes come on for 2 hours. An hour is very short.
Well, let me just say that, I don't have any children, but I can't imagine placing my child in a public school today. I couldn't imagine it, not with what I know. Now, do I agree with you that?
Yeah.
But of course, I agree with you that it's not an easy undertaking. I mean, I don't know. I just as far as I'm concerned, these are brainwashing factories. These are Soviet-style school-to-work programs is what they are, these schools. And unfortunately, whether you place your child in a public or a private school, you still have to teach to the test because they've got the state standards, which means if you don't get some common core, you're not going to be able to pass the test if you're that child. So, I mean,
somebody was writing parents are probably about this in total. The biggest single weapon against this is to abolish, which they were supposed to be going to do under Trump, and Ray, they didn't do it, abolish the Federal Department of Education. And just the 50 states put up basic standards that have to be approved, but you can have any kind of school professional emphasis that you want, you know. But getting rid of the Federal Department of Education is the first step, isn't it?
Well, it certainly hasn't happened, has it? You know, for whatever reason, the American people placed too much trust in their representatives and the voting process. And unfortunately, it's not working. It's not working for the people. And I mean, especially people that care about the law. I mean, the law in this country is, law enforcement does not enforce constitutional law. You know, common law is been harmonized and balanced with Soviet law and Chinese law and Canadian law and EU law. That's fact.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff is creeping into the legal system, and including in Britain, we have this thing of pleading a case. Can't think of the phrase now. Come to me. The American system has crept in through case law. The barristers plan to play a case, that's what we call the attorneys here in Britain who are fighting a case for you in court, and they go to the bar library, look up for a similar case before, and they use aspect of that case in court as a precedent. And a case law is, that's not the phrase I'm working for, has become part, has crept into British law. How it comes in without being legislation is beyond me. But
let me explain how I see it in that regard. I think you're quite right. For example, here in the States, American law students, basically what they learn is the rules of court, the rules of evidence, the rules of criminal and civil procedure, and case law. That's what they learn.
Yep. Indeed. Hang on to that, and we go to this end of the half bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger
with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, the third hour. I just remember the phrase, Lark, plea bargaining. Plea bargaining, that's crept into British law and has no real foundation in any written law. But plea bargaining has come in now, like America. Not as blatant as America, but that's a disgrace.
Well, and you know, we've always had the concept of what's called in Latin, stare decisis. You know, that's where you have, that's case law. When you have a court precedent, you know, then it shapes the way the law is adjudicated in an American courtroom.
Yeah,
I mean, there's many examples of this in American history. You know, there's the Asswander cases, you know, that's because we got, during the Roosevelt administration, we got the first Jewish Supreme Court justice in the name of Louis Brandeis. It's called the Brandeis Rule, and that's because the federal government, which was a corporation, was bankrupted. Now this happened in 1933. You know, Al Whitney on this network speaks very well to that issue. So, I mean, how long has it been since we've had constitutional money? You know, there's very little of it in circulation anymore. We're basically trading in, paper.
Debt.
It's a fiat currency that has only form but no substance. And so, I mean, you know, we're indebted, for generations to come, according to the to the numbers, trillions of dollars. We, you know, the American people no longer have control of their foreign and domestic policy. You know, you only have to influence a small number of the population, you know, whether they're 500 and some Congress critters. You know, right now we've got 8 Supreme Court justices. There's not a single Protestant Christian on the Supreme Court. The Chief Justice is a homosexual.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
post that, yeah, indeed.
So, I mean, as much as I admire, like, Ms. Hall, I mean, I would prefer that the American people got the hard truth. You know, this going, you know, this, you know, going out to a football game and, you know, having the NFL owners taking money, you know, to have these, you know, USA parades on display across everybody's television screens in their living rooms across the country is not, to me, a very good idea. And,
entertainment and money-making schemes. It's nothing to do with sport.
Well, and people have to realize that the way the laws were changed over time was just in modern times. I mean, when these now privatized corporations, called your Metropolitan Police Department, the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Department, when they take that government cheese, there's always strings attached. And this is why American law enforcement officials under the Department of Homeland Security is enforcing communitarian law, just like our courts are now adjudicating, civil and criminal cases using acquis communautaire, which is the communitarian law of the European Union.
Yeah, it is.
And see, nobody's out there telling the American people about this fact.
Sure. We have Fred in Michigan. Fred, you got a quick question for Larkin? Or statement?
Well, wanted to interject a couple things here. There is an intrepid researcher.
Yep.
There's an intrepid researcher in Texas. I don't know the guy's name, but let me tell you, EJ, you ought to check out his website. It's it's a YouTube presentation. U.S. is British Crown Colony Corporation. And his YouTube channel.
That's basic stuff. Most people, we've hammered that to death, but not that it's very important, but we've been at that for years and years in RBN. And,
Hold on.
But Lark has been extrapolating this for years and years, and also Ralph Winterroad in Alaska does a program on that about administrative law and breaking these, trying to attack these situations where this administration law has been perpetrated on people. But what's the point you're going to make about that?
Well, he cites statutory code provisions so people can become empowered. For instance, you mentioned allodial title. Well, in this country, this man and others have documented, and Ralph has never gone into this, the land patent matter is an established process. It takes time, it takes diligence, and most people, unfortunately, in the modern era, are too distracted, as you know, too distracted by the Talmudic Jew diversions of...
I know. Can you make that point every time, Frank? Have any new points to make, Fred? Honestly, any new point? You're going over the same ground again as the previous call. Any new points to make on this?
Okay. So if you really want to get serious, PJ, about any of this, the source that I just gave you, sovereign...
Just sorry, hold on a minute. This is a serious program. Don't sneer at what we're doing here. RBN was set up to deal with these programs, and we have 24, 25 broadcasters.
I'm not
with
sneering.
Hey, buddy, I'm not sneering. If you don't tell me if I need to get serious, right? I don't need to be lectured like that. Okay?
Hey, man, most of the crap that you go through is utterly worthless. Okay? It doesn't empower anybody to do diddly squat.
I know. Well, you don't sound too coherent to me, but okay, Ken, we'll move on.
Well, I'll give you the site. EscapeHarassment.com. EscapeHarassment.com. People's-Rights.com. People's-Rights.com. It's called the Security Agreement Indemnity Bond Financing Statement. It's the only established, lawfully
and
valid...
Go back to Lark, okay?
Go to hell.
Good, good, good. No, I've had problems with him before. And he keeps lecturing on everything and going on to complicated titles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, sorry, anyway, Lark, where were you?
Well, I think I've forgotten. You know, I just... You know, I think Fred has some valid points to make.
Several programs that he goes on with the same stuff every time. And, you know, it's not making sense. Good. Anyway, but regarding, you know, I was putting in one question to Chris on hold. We, you know, well, find ourselves in RBN recording what's going on accurately, but where has there been any major victories in taking our country back in the last 5 years? Can you point to any serious ones that we should be focusing on?
Well, you're not going to be able to argue the Constitution in an American courtroom today. That seems pretty clear. I mean, again, we have to consider international law. If we continue to ignore international law and try to focus on our so-called Bill of Rights and this Constitution and all this other kind of stuff, we're not going anywhere. Because, see, the reality is that international law does exist. And whether we like it or not, it's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the one thing that's clear, we have the right to contract. And, you know, with any contract, there's an offer made, and then you have an option to accept or reject that offer. Now, anytime someone puts you in a position where you're forced into accepting of an offer that you do not want to, you know, that's where we have a problem. Now, you brought these things up in terms of the vaccination of our children and the public schooling and stuff like that. But the reality is that anytime we have a freedom of choice left, we have to exercise it. Now, I know in my own life, I've stepped away from many aspects of American life that a lot of people take for granted. I no longer bank. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I would never place my child in a public school. And there's just a lot of things. I mean, the fact of the matter is Americans have become debt slaves. And we're going to have to face the reality of our situation if we ever want to do anything about it. Because in this age of the so-called information age, you know, we stand a real chance of entering into actual slavery and a more sophisticated kind of slavery than any other time in recorded history. I'm talking of actual slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Actual slavery. And I do not think that our representatives in Washington, the State House, the courthouse, I don't think any of these people represent my interest at all. And so I avoid them like the plague. And I honestly feel like I'm living behind enemy lines. And I think it's true in the UK and in Europe, too.
Sure. From horrendous fact is, even if only 1% of the electorate voted, say people stop voting, even if only 1% voted, all the positions would be filled, right? Unless they have a law that unless 55% of the electorate go out and vote, it's an invalid election or something like that. But that's the sad fact of the matter. And the one-third election of the Senate and one-third, which they operate on local authority voting here. House of Commons is all elected in one shot, in one piece. But this one-third voting is you can't get them out collectively. It's a total scam.
No, I mean, I think voting is a scam. I don't think there is any reflection in reality of the so-called will of the people in this voting process. But one thing that's worthwhile for the listeners to reflect upon is, you know, many people have said it in different ways over time. But the greatest lie of them all is the lie of omission.
Sure.
What's being left out? Because if you do not have the full context and you're not fully informed, then how can you make right decisions for yourself and for your family? You just can't. But one thing about it, we still have a measure of freedom of choice, exercise of free will, and personal autonomy if we simply look at the contracts that we enter into, that many of us so blithely, unthinkingly enter into, myself included. But no, I do not want a contract with the bank if I can help it. And I'm very concerned about a cashless society. But, you know, I also don't want to engage some ex-military guy out on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning along a highway that's hopped up on steroids with an attitude either, you know. And, yeah, I'm concerned about people wanting to bust into my house. You know, there's all kinds of things that I'm very concerned about in this information age. You know, this is...
Well, technology is getting into your house in terms of these smart meters and all the other, what do you call it, smart appliances. Anybody who has one of them in their house is absolutely disturbed because they can hop from... If it can hack into the device, they can. This has been proven, they can hack into your bank account from that through a whole series of hacks, right?
Well, the American people are the enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lived under martial rule formally since 1863. Some would argue since 1861, and you know that's never been rescinded. But see that that General Orders Number 100, the so-called Libra Code, was drafted by a Talmudic scholar, the foremost. International law expert in the country, in the Lincoln administration. And we have to understand that Jewish legal scholars, they rather consider that the Talmud is much superior than the Constitution. They will tell you that the Talmud goes back 6,000 years, whereas the Constitution, I mean, you know, America is a very young country in the scheme of things. Today, nation states are going away. Market state is going to prevail, but it's a global marketplace. And now, with regionalism, we have city states that are being considered. For example, San Diego, California, and Tijuana, Mexico, are part of one city state. And so, I would prefer that, you know, if there's any evangelist for the Constitution out there, I wish that they would temper it with some serious facts on the ground about reality. Because I think the American people rather much appreciate reality, and they don't mind talking things through and getting real facts. But I'm telling you, all these policies and procedures manuals at all these law enforcement agencies were changed in the 90s. They went out and they talked to these people.
Yeah. 17 security agencies, that's insane, you know.
Yeah, I've spoken before about R2P, responsibility to protect. This is bedrock legal principle under communitarian law, responsibility to protect.
Well, fact that they were going to pull the stunt of Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was to give sovereign power to commercial corporations, really. I mean, take sovereign power away from the people completely, was an appalling thing. And that's just on hold. That's not gone away. That's on hold, by the way. That's going to come back again in another form. It's an obscene piece of legislation.
you know, the promise of America and a system of justice that Americans hold dear to their hearts, it still lives inside of us if we want it to prevail.
Sure.
But we have to be attuned to the facts as they exist in the reality on the ground.
Sure. Okay, we'll go to this last break, and then we sum up after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're coming back in for the last few minutes of the program. But, Lark, this is wishful thinking, I suppose. If you had the privilege to talk to all 318 million of the American population, I suppose what it is, what would you, the top five, six, anything you should say to them? It's a tough subject, but there's a lot of things to address.
I think they should learn thoroughly about the law of contract. And they need to learn how to challenge jurisdiction. They need to learn about property rights. And in what form do they exist, and which forms do they not exist? You know, all of life is a learning process. But we can't ignore international law. We cannot ignore the fact that the United Nations was created and actually headquartered right here in this country at the end of World War II. We can't ignore this. International law exists. Communitarian law exists. You know, when we look at the transgressions of the way the cops on the beat and the sheriff's deputies seem to be transgressing our rights, we need to learn that perhaps rights have been redefined. Well, they have been. Rights are more clearly defined as they exist today with the various, with the Humanist Manifesto, with the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You know, we can go back to The Rights of Man by Thomas Paine, the works of Paul Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z. This is the language which informed these documents that has redefined rights. Rights, as we understand it as Americans, have been balanced, as the communitarians would put it, with duties and responsibilities, because they say that no right exists without accompanying duties and responsibilities. And it goes on and on from there. But you know, the Constitution, constitutional law, is a muddy thing, except for a lot of people that are 50 and 80 years old in this country. When we look at young people that are 40 and under, I mean, they have been barraged. They've been assaulted. I don't think they learn a damn thing about the Constitution in high school today. And well, frankly,
they're consumers first, and then they're suburban people. I'm inclined to curse people for being that young.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm 63 years old. They barely taught it when I was in school. You know, civics went out the door. You know, I was right at that age when they no longer taught civics, and they were teaching social studies. Instead,
political correctness has now taken its place, obviously. Yeah,
and of course, I mean, there's a lot of smart people out there that would suggest that, we had to stop being parochial. You know, Americans need to open themselves up to the world. You know, we need to learn how other people live. We need to understand their customs and so forth and so on. And maybe they have a point in that regard. I'm not sure. I can't say. I just know that we're in for a tremendous time of change.
You know, we're living under multi-layered criminal syndicates. That's one thing I can only describe as. But anyway, thanks, Phil Ark. I'll talk to you later today, okay? And
thank you.
At the end of the program. Great stuff. And it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.